40 Days Pondering Heaven, Day 17. Will we be happy in heaven? From Isaiah 25 we read, He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove His people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, Surely this is our God. We trusted in Him, and He saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in Him. Let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Happiness is one common characteristic that all people share. We want to be happy. So, will we be in heaven? Isaiah the prophet, some 700 years before the coming of Jesus to earth as a man, answered this with a resounding yes. Let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation. Consider that even then, God led His prophets to see that a salvation was coming, then that salvation would wipe away all tears from all faces, unquote. Sometimes, folks think this talk about heaven is all about New Testament and that's where it started, whereas God's plan has been that way since Genesis chapter 3. In this passage from Isaiah, besides wiping away, the Lord also said, quote, He will remove disgrace from all the earth. Have you ever sinned in a way that brought you personal pain and perhaps even disgrace in the eyes of others? Wouldn't it be delightful to have that not be a problem in heaven? And wouldn't that alone bring you happiness? Try to imagine a place, that is heaven, where our sins are not brought up or remembered. 1 John 1:9, God's promise to us and a verse I call the Christian's bar of soap. It says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. One big reason we'll be happy in heaven is everything will be forgiven and forgotten. My prayer. Lord, thank You for Your amazing plan in place through all the ages. I look forward to heaven. Amen.